A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on... Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the annual business exhibition for Zimbabweans in the American and Canadian diaspora, Zim Expo.
Zim Expo Business Consortium is the largest gathering of Zimbabweans in the United States. This annual event is run over Memorial Day weekend and includes the highly anticipated Miss Zim USA pageant, the Sunday soccer tournament, and the entrepreneur networking opportunities.
The event is held in different states every year, and this year it's being held at one of the oldest U.S. cities, Boston.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight, we want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join us on the show right now, please phone us directly again at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll be calling you right back.
Yebo Gambezi Lukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho sixoxa khona lezalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kodwa ke lani khona ngapho eliseZimbabwe lilelungelo lokuthi lifone sixoxe. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lweZim Expo lo ke kungumbukiso wezamabhizimusi njalo lokuhlangana kwabaseZimbabwe abahlala khonapha eMelika kunye laseCanada bexoxisana ngendaba ezithiyeneyo njalo bebe lombukiso wezobuhle i-beauty contest lo ke ngumdlalo owenziwa khona phezimbabwe kodwa owenziwa khona phemelika kodwa oyabenqobile ulakho ukuthi aye eZimbabwe ayoncintisa la kumncintiswano we Miss Zimbabwe yena evela ngapha Mr. Wande.
Nasi tambo funga kuti timbotarisa zviri kuitika kunze kweZimbabwe zvinoitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kwavanogara ikoko zvikuru sei muno muUnited States nokuCanada. Gore rese vanoungana vachifara, vachitamba, vachigocha nyama, vachidya, asi panenge pane chinangwa ipapo nokuti vanouyisa vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete, vanhu vamabhizinesi pamwe chete navaya vanoda kunoita mainvestments kuZimbabwe vanenge vachiwanawo information yavanenge vachida kuti vashandise mukuita chirongwa chavo ichi. Gore rino iri vanotarisira kuti vakuru vakuru veBarclays Bank yeZimbabwe vachange varipo vachitaura nevanhu vachibatsirawo vanenge vachida kundoisa investments muZimbabwe. Saka ndopatoda kuti timbotarisa tione kuti zvinoitwawo izvi zvinobatsiravo sei munyika medu meZimbabwe uyezve kuti pane vanhu vanokwanisawo here kutora nyika yeZimbabwe zviri serious zvokuti vanokwanisa kubva vaendera kunoendesawo mari yavo munyika imomo. Saka ndozvatoda kutarisa izvozvo Mr. Gande.
Yes, Mr. Wande, and also listeners and viewers, note that Zim Expo invites officials from the Zimbabwe embassy who come and help in, with the documents like passports, birth certificates, and so forth. So if you are in the U.S. diaspora, this is your chance to do your paperwork without going traveling all the way to the capital, Washington, D.C., like we said earlier on this year. This is all happening in Boston. Mr. Wande, I understand we have our first guest.
Yes, yes, we have our first guest, Miss Mpofu. She is one of the organizers of the expo. And Miss Mpofu, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
Welcome to the program. Can you give us some background? Can you tell our listeners and our viewers about the expo, a little history perhaps, and what is in store for everybody this year?
Oh, of course, yeah. So the expo has been going on for almost 2 decades now. It's an event that is traditionally held during the Memorial Day weekend, which is the last weekend of May. And we would move from one state to the other. And so this year is going to be in Massachusetts, the Boston area, around the Boston area. And really, it's a weekend to bring together Zimbabweans in the diaspora and also an opportunity to invite other nationalities that are non-Zimbabweans to be introduced to how we get together and how we celebrate each other and just have a great time. It's a family weekend. Most of our events that are during the day are family events, and then during the night, most of them are 21 and over.
You say that it has been running for about 10 years now. How has it progressed since it started? Can you go that far back? What difference do you see now from when it started up to this point?
Oh, no, I say 2 decades now, close to 2 decades.
2 decades?
And
my goodness.
Yes,
that's a long time.
It's getting close to 2 decades. It's been going on for a long time. But I have not been a part of it for that long, though. The first time I started working with Zim Expo was in 2016 when I competed for Miss Zimbabwe USA in California. And I have just kept good relations with them ever since then. And so this year, that's when I officially joined as part of the organizing crew, just to help out and hoping to continue the legacy and, you know, have more years going on forward. And so this year, really, they have introduced new blood into the organization, bringing in new ideas. And we are hoping to maintain the same legacy, but give it a little bit of a twist. And so that's just the goal for this year, hoping to see everybody there.
Mm. What about the sponsorship? How does that work? Do you do it all by yourselves, or you have some sponsors?
So we do apply for sponsorship all over within the United States and also back home. Anyone really who is willing to be a part of it is always open to be a part of it. However, financially or either they are volunteering their services or their time, and that's just how we did. We cannot really afford to do it by ourselves to host such a big event. So we are always looking out for people that are willing and able to sponsor such an amazing event as the Expo.
Mm. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, Ms. Mpofu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba Linzane.
Siyaphila. Yeah, ungasel ukuthi likhangeleleni lo umnyaka sizwa ukuthiwa main highlight is always the beauty pageant, and what are you looking forward to this year? Is there any surprises? Are there any major surprises that we can look forward to?
Yeah, so this year, CBC Kanyeleluti, like I said earlier, we're trying to maintain the same legacy of being Expo. What do I just time, unlike the previous years where we had only one event per day, these times is going to see Lama events, different events during the same day. Some of them will be running concurrent, but some of them, they're just going to be one after the other. This year, on Friday, Zambama will have a welcoming business networking dinner. We will be featuring Barclays Bank from Zimbabwe. We'll be featuring Cargo Link. We'll be even featuring one of our own former beauty pageant winner, Uma Kondlovu, who will also on Saturday have a workshop just to tell those, just to give us an insight of how she broke into the industry. We know now she's a host of the Essence show. She does I'm a Celebrity interviews. So there's a lot of people that would want to be like him. So she'll be having a workshop on Saturday afternoon. We will also have the Battle of the DJs, just to give Ama DJs a tour from Zimbabwe. Some are coming in from Canada. Some of them are already from within Kunapa in America. They'll be battling, and then there'll be a prize. It'll be a great time to break the party evening as well. And then with the Witching Saturday, we'll have Ama vendors that are showcasing their different products. Could it be Uguja? Could it be African prints, whatever it is that they have, could it be companies that want to put whatever the Zimbabwean community is doing within United States, they'll be there showcasing their products. And then at the same time, we'll have a barbecue in the afternoon by the water. And also in the evening is the big highlight of EPT Pageant Miss Zim USA 2018, which will start off with the red carpet at 6:45. And then in the evening, after the beauty pageant, we'll have the official Miss Zimbabwe USA after party, which will be Killer T featuring XQ. That should be so much fun as well during the evening. And then our last event, day of events will be on Friday, where we have a soccer tournament that will run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the evening. So it's really a fun-filled packed weekend, and just hoping to meet, network, and have a lot of fun.
Sounds very interesting.
Very interesting.
We have a short video here we wanted to show our listeners, our viewers and listeners. And it's all about how people in the diaspora survive when it comes to food. We have, the short video from Sugu Ncube. Let's have it.
Ukudla kwalapha kungabe kumnandi usafika kodwa hayi khona sihlale isikhathe eside impupu sinje siyathaba ukuthi eAmerica silayo yeba isebenzisa ngapha ukubaker into njengamaqebele ngwane okuthiwa icorn meal la kodwa lati sithathe advantage asihle siziphekele isitshwala sonke vele lapha abani balutshwane vele amaZimbabweans abangathi kabadla isitshwala ngoba yiyo into esisondeza aduzele ekhaya
esithebweni lapha ke kuyini elikuthebayo khona phe America
ukuhle belokhuza ukuthi inyama yinyama loba ingapi noma imbuzi noma inkomo lapha isikhathi esiningi eAmerica kudliwa inkukhu kakhulu ipork bayidla kakhulu kwedlula ibeef kodwa ibeef la ikhona so sidla inkukhu ipork le beef and then kube sekusiba namaplazi phandle abakwazi ukuthi amaforeigners athanda into ezinjengembuzi ogame meat into esikuthela ngephandle ingabe ingafanani ndingeliyana esekhaya kunandi bakhona kodwa hhayi ikhona ikuthi nje into zakhona eziningi lapha azikho organic kuphela uyezwa nje i-taste difference but nxa uvele sula yiyo kuphela into yakuyithembile so gcina sokujayela okhabishi konke labo silaba la athi singathi siyaduke ukuthi singabe sikhanuka ekhaya kakhulu engxane nje kuphela ekhaya singabe sikhanuka i-taste kuphela ukuthi okwekhaya ku-organic But otherwise, uthi thiwa ngathi siyaswela ukuthi isitshwala lenyama ekhaya hayi silakho sibili.
There, Mr. Wande, getting hungry now.
the Zimbabwean people, they take their tradition everywhere.
Yeah.
And I've noticed wherever I've traveled that this is one of the things that they love to do a lot, you know, get together, cooking traditional foods and things like that. That's very nice.
And coincidentally, we have Sugu Ncube on the line. She was talking about food. Unfortunately, she's going to be talking about Zim Expo. Welcome to the show, Sugu.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Yes, we just saw your video about your nice food. Someone is now, getting hungry.
You have made us hungry now.
You know, it's funny that I'm hungry myself right now just watching my video.
That's lovely food.
Yes. Yeah, so you are one of the organizers of the Zim Expo. Can you tell us what to expect this weekend?
This weekend we have a variety of things. Do you want me to say it in English or Ndebele, or it doesn't matter?
It's your choice. Whatever suits you, but you can ungakhuluma ngesiNdebele and then we can pick it up in isiLungu.
It's fine, I can speak English.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, yeah, this weekend we have a variety of things. Like we have the Zimbabwean embassy coming, which we have them every year anywhere. They come to renew passports or travel documents for all the Zimbabweans that need that have expired passports. So they will be working from Friday to Sunday every day, because we normally have a lot of people that need passports renewed. As I speak, I'm in Boston right now at the expo. I'm one of the first people to get here. And then on Saturday, we have a variety of things. We have like vendors that are coming to showcase their businesses, different vendors. So that's going to run all day. And at the same time, the embassy will be running all day. And then in the evening, we have our beauty pageant show that runs every year. And this time we had we brought local singers, ama Zimbabwean singers, artists like Kukila T and XQ. They're coming to perform for the first time, I think, in USA. So everybody seems to be so excited about these two artists. It seems they are one of the best artists in Zimbabwe. So it's looking good so far, because a lot of people are interested in coming to watch them. And then Sunday we have a tournament, a soccer tournament that runs all day. We have a barbecue, so it's more like an outdoor thing. So people, we have different vendors that will be cooking different types of food. So it will be more like an outdoor entertainment. So it's an all weekend thing from Friday to Sunday night. So usually the expo ends on Monday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Sunday evening, then Monday will be more like a relaxing day where people will be going back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the other line, we have Andile Mpofu, one of the beauty. She was a beauty contestant, I understand she won. So who are we looking forward to? Are there any names coming up this year?
We want the name beauty dropping. We want you to come and see all the fun at the expert.
Yeah, we are making efforts. We'll be there.
Do you mean the names for the beauty pageant?
Yes.
We usually don't disclose any names.
Oh.
We don't disclose any names for safety of our girls, and we don't want people to prejudge our models.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually keep our models, names private.
I see.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
So some of these things, the food part of it, is it open to all other people who are in attendance, or you have the emphasis mostly on Zimbabwean food?
Honestly, we don't really care. It's really meant for Zimbabwean food, but it's open for everyone. It's open for everyone, because the whole thing is to support our own Zimbabwean people, because Izim Expo Vele is a business consortium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant ukuthi ilete abantu sihlangane, senze business, and we support each other.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wants to cook is welcome to cook. As a valeli muntu vele, ngoba umuntu, each person who cooks different. Mm-hmm. So normally, if it's someone from another country, we welcome them, because there's someone that may want to do that, may want to taste their food, and that's also supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question, whether is it exclusively for Zimbabweans only to attend this? I understand, of course, the beauty pageant, you have to be Zimbabwean. But if you're just a participant or someone who wants to see what's going on, do you need to be Zimbabwean, or you can be from any other country?
Oh, you can actually be from any other country. Oh, so go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry, I'm just...
Oh, no, I'm just going to say it's like what Stu said earlier, it's really open to other people from other nationalities. It's an opportunity for us Zimbabweans to showcase our culture, to showcase who we are, to showcase what we can do. But it's also an opportunity for us to learn from other people within the area as well, or other people that may be interested to come. It's a showcase and learn type of an environment.
That's very interesting. When we look to the other issues involved here, like the business side of it, what can you tell us about that? Do we have any success stories? Do we have any people that maybe you can bring on the show sometime next year who have gone through this whole process and achieved some success in one way or other, or people who have taken up the challenge and actually went home and invested at home or did something after attending one of these expo events?
Yeah, so it's like we were saying earlier, it's an opportunity to network.
Yes.
So when you come in there, you network, and then whoever has the same mindset or the same business or that you can learn from, and they can learn from you too, you guys will be able to exchange your information. I think that going forward now, we'll probably do work it out differently so that we can also have these people come and be able to give their testimonials on Voice of America as well. Mm. And other people will be able to be inspired by that. But
yes,
really this year we have, like you say, Barclays Bank from Zimbabwe, we have Cargo Link, we have our own Zimbabweans that have businesses within this country that I'm sure will be coming out, bringing their business cards and, you know, exchanging emails. And that's really what we want the evening to be like. We have Marcon, like I said earlier, who will be telling us how she got into the industry and hoping to help open up doors for other Zimbabweans too that would want to be where she is.
Okay, so now, is there a cover charge? Or if I want to come, I can just bring myself?
Well, it depends on what you are coming for. When it comes to exhibiting, if you are coming to see our business side, there's no charge. But we have, like, AMA shows. When it comes to AMA shows, that's where we charge. But AMA, like, it's soccer tournament has no charge. So it depends on what you are interested in. We have, like, on Friday, we have, like, a business dinner. A business dinner, there is a charge. There is a charge because it's like a formal dinner served by the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we charge that, but we are only charging for the food. And then when it comes to the embassy on itself, they have a charge on their own.
Mm-hmm.
On their own for passport processing, but because we incurred the cost of bringing them here and booking a hotel for them, we also had charged a small fee to get our money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like it's beauty pageant show and a killer tea show. We charge too, so we also have like a weekend pass. A weekend pass where you can just pay maybe say $100 for the whole weekend.
Okay.
So you can be entering everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a discounted rate.
Right.
And to be able to get AMA tickets, Lawa, you can go to www.zingexpousa.com/tickets, and then you'll be able to pick AMA bundle, whatever bundle you want to do. If you want the Miss Zimbabwe, and then you want to buy
to do with the Killer Tea concert, there will be a charge that is discounted instead of buying a ticket differently. Or if you want to do just the exhibits, well, if you were a vendor, which I think the last day to buy those vending booths is today. But so if you go online on our website, there's going to be all the different charges and the bundles and the discounted ones. The last day to be able to do the discounted prices is tomorrow. After that, you'll be paying on the door, and it will be a little bit of an extra fee to mark up if it's no longer an early bird ticket.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's everything's totally well planned.
We encourage people to buy weekend pass. It's cheaper to go that route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like everything's very well planned. Mm. Tell me about the soccer tournament. Are you bringing any teams from Zimbabwe?
No, it's usually local teams.
I wish we could. We wanted to watch Dynamos and Highlanders.
I know, right? You know, you see maybe with Dallas, it'll be Dallas versus Indianapolis or, you know, per state.
Yes.
Actually, soccer tournament is actually one of my favorite locals. For everyone, most people really love the soccer because it's outdoor and you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, hold on. Stay on the line, ladies. We have a caller, Donald. Donald, welcome to the show.
How are you, Mkoma Magadi?
Tiripo Magadi.
No far, Mkoma Junga, Mkoma.
Aiywa, decrease. Decrease na mkoma wande.
Aiwa, davamwe vedu vano zvabasa ravo. Moda kuti batsira wakane nyaya. Pano zvamoda kuti taurirawo here.
Nyaya, nasi zvati kanise kuti redi yangu iri kunyanya kushinyira, saka ndinange ndabata pepidi yacho kuti zvakamira kuyati semunhu anopatisipeta nguva zhinji.
Okay. Muri ku Zimbabwe here? Muri kupi? Muri ku Zimbabwe here?
South Africa.
Muri ku South Africa. Saka muri ku diaspora. Chiri kuitika kunoku ndechekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuno ku diaspora kuno ku America. Vanoti every year vanoita ma tournament expo. Pavanosheedza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vachiungana vachisheedza vanhu vanoita zvamabhizinesi kuti vauye vachizotaura nevanhu vemabhizinesi vanobva kuZimbabwe vachipiwavo ruzivo kana vanenge vachida kuitawo zvokuinvestavo vachibatsirwa neinformation. Saka ndo zviri kuitika zvondo riri kuuya rino iri, ndo nyaya yatiri kutaura.
Aizvo zvakanaka mukoma tanonoka izvozvo zvakanakisa. Zvinoita kuti nyika izikamwewo nekuonawo zvipo zvinenge zvine vamwe vedu ndokuta kuti nyika ndokumaketa nyika dzedu. Matalents aya vanhu vakaidentifyawo vanenge vachionawo vane vane zvipo zvakasiyana siyana mukuita ipo iyoyo, vanhu vane zvigadzigwa zvavo zvakasiyana vachiinda. Mitambo iyoyo inokwedza zvainobatsira panyika.
Chokwadi. Aiwa,
tinosangana muchishiyana maideas iye.
Ndizvozvo.
Dzakasiyana siyana mune muchishiya muchionesana kuti nyika yedu ingata sei. Plus zvinenge zvine vanhu vane mari vanokwanisa kuinvestawo munyika medu kana zvatisi kana vakanga vati nyika iyi ine vanhu vakadzidza kana vane mafungiro akanaka basi isimo. Ndezveupfumi kana kuti mari yavo kana kuti politics dzavo hadzinomira zvakanaka. Munoshiya maideas mukoma mukawana njere moto dzinogokedzano.
Ndizvowo.
Saka mukusangana imomo muchionawo unotoidentify kuti munhu ane chipozi. Saka zvinokwanisa kukwezva zvinokwezva mabhizinesi munyika izvozvo.
Ndizvowo. Haiwa.
Zvokusangana muchipananawo maideas zvakanaka, zvakanaka chaizvo. Ndozoona kuti idanho rakanaka iroro kuti kusangana chero devari muno muSouth Africa vaikwanisa kudaro bhozi munodo mune mhombo ivana veZimbabwe vakawanda muno. Dekurutira kwanisa vanozvihwa vakuru vanokokera masangano akati kana zvakada na muzvare zimbidzana vekuZimbabwe ndi exiaspora nana vanagava Gabriel Shumba vanozvinga vachipakutokurudzira kuti vange vachiteererawo vakwanisa kutangawo zvirongwa zvakuti zvizvo kuda kusangana kana kungava kuJohannesburg kungava kuPretoria
Munogara mushitibata saka musatya yenyu tinodzoka zvekare.
Yeah. Headlines ndini nawo handizvakanakira CBS zvaitika zvino nazvo mufoni ndikuona vinga ona
saidai. Yeah. Okay. Aiwa. Tatenda zvikuru mukwe Donald. No, he is very appreciative. Yeah. He is very appreciative of the effort of bringing the Zimbabweans together and showcasing their knowledge and inviting people to, you know, to be interested or to invest in Zimbabwe. So he's appreciative of that and hopes that the people in South Africa, for example, will be able to emulate this and do the same for the Zimbabwean communities in South Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be a very great idea. Now, back to our guest. I'll start with you, Ms. Sugu. Nube, can you tell us what, I know the Expo is a non-political organization, but Zimbabwe is open for business. Obviously, there will be discussion on that. Is that true?
You know, about politics.
Yes.
We try to avoid politics. We don't even want politics at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, yeah, we wanted a few people that came, I guess, from Zimbabwe. That was years back. It was another expo, and they had made us believe they were coming for something else, and then the next thing it was politics. So, you know, people have different views about politics. That's why we try to avoid politics.
Mm.
And we don't want people to think that we are affiliated with politics. Mm. So that is why we don't want, because that would cause arguments on, you know, different parties, because they've got different views and everything. That causes, like, a clash or fight.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to avoid anything that has to do with politics. If you come as a vendor wanting to do something that has some, that has politics involved, we don't accept you.
Mm-hmm.
This is strictly business. This is strictly business. It's open for everybody, but politics, no.
Mm.
We don't even tolerate. We don't even talk about politics at all, because we've had an issue where people judged us. We actually had before. We used to have Zim Expo USA, Zim Expo UK, Zim Expo Canada. Mm. We once went to Canada, and they thought we were affiliated with politics, because one of the members' sister works for the embassy or something like that. So they had all these posters chasing us, you know, all these Zimbabweans had posters accusing us of different things, of being involved in politics, of things that were not true. So that's why we had to be strict about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no. We don't want to be misjudged. Because we that's not what our vision is.
Yes, yes.
At all.
Yeah, there is always a place for something somewhere. So it's only fair that you go right ahead for what you are trying to achieve. Yes.
Right, and unfortunately, you know, you can't control some of these things, because you know someone may come. Telling you they're going to talk about business, and then the next thing they talk about politics. We really haven't had much of a problem. That was over 10 years ago, the incident I'm talking about. But for the last, I think I'll say the 8 years, we've never really had a problem with politics. We've really managed to control it. That's right. One thing that we really try to control.
Mm.
Because the problem is it affects the expo.
Yes.
People
yes.
think we are the ones involved with the, with politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's why we're trying to control. And then with these elections coming up back home, we are really strict about it. So we are trying by all means to have people not even bring politics to us.
No, that's understandable. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the invitations you extend to business people, like you have mentioned that this year you expect some officials from Barclays Bank Zimbabwe. How do you arrive at the choice of companies to invite?
Andrew, do you want to answer that one?
Ms. Mpof, are you there?
So the invite really is open to every company anywhere. It's those that respond and say, yes, we are willing, we would love to be a part of what you're doing, and we see the vision, and then let's do this together. That's how we ended up having them come on. But the invites, they're sent to a whole lot other organizations. Some of them, it becomes a financial restraint that they are not able to come. Some of them, maybe their vision is different, but really it's for every Zimbabwean, whoever who can, who's willing and is able to attend.
So when it comes to the business that you guys that will be discussing, what exactly are you looking at? Are you looking at investing in Zimbabwe or investing here in the United States? Or what kind of discussions go about at the expo?
So to start on... I can go ahead. So we want to go ahead?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. So on Friday, which would be the welcoming and networking business dinner, that one really is set around introducing the different businesses that are going to be present throughout the expo, so that you get to know who is who has what, and what are they doing, so that you as an attendee can then see, okay, this person is doing this. This is what I want to do. They'll be talking a lot about what they are doing, how they started, and where they are hoping to go. Yes, even when you look at Zimbabwe in general, we are going through our own season economically, and we want to see how even we as a diaspora can be a part of what's going home. Could it be something that maybe we could come together and do here and then translate that and take it home? Or how we can go around the whole thing. So it's also an opportunity for us to brainstorm as diasporians and then see where we can move going forward. But also we want to make sure that we create a platform for people to meet and network and be able to work together going forward.
Yes. Okay.
And also to add in on to that, sometimes we have companies that come to help like people in the diaspora. I'll give an example. Like we would have maybe say an insurance company, like say a life insurance company that would come here to try to help people in the diaspora how to get policies that would cover their families in Zimbabwe. Stuff like that. We had a company that came to do that.
So in terms of attendance, can you say that over the years this has been growing, or it has got its ups and downs?
Honestly, I would say it has its ups and downs depending on the state that we go to, because some people, it's about where it is. Like, for instance, we went to California. Everybody wanted to go to California. They were interested in California, you know. So we just have to manipulate them with the place that we are going to. But it's really on and off. For some years, it's good. Some years, it's not the best. But at the same time, we also, even if it's not the best, we do get... whatever we had planned to do, We do get success out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not have a lot of people, but we still get what we had intended to do.
Okay.
I'm not sure if my point is clear.
Oh, yeah, very clear, very clear. So what about Boston? You think it's going to attract a lot of people?
Yes. Boston will definitely attract a lot of people because we see the problem with our Zimbabwean community. It's not everybody that's business minded. Mm-hmm. We were, as much as we were trying to get every Zimbabwean to try to do business, we just realized that it's not every one of them that is business minded. So some of them just come to party. That's why we mix business and joy and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you find that some people just come for pleasure. So when they hear it's California, they are thinking of California than coming to do business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but at the same time, it looks like you guys didn't give it much publicity, especially the fact that you have these two guys coming all the way from Zimbabwe to come and perform. I actually didn't know it. I don't know about Mr. Wande until right now, until we heard it from you. Was there any problem in maybe getting them on board?
Actually, we've been advertising them, but at the same time, you know, you cannot advertise an artist until you are very sure. Excuse me, you are very sure that they have a visa, because we don't want false advertising.
I see.
So that's why we didn't push it in the beginning because we didn't want to. We were still working on their visas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now that we know they have them, that's when we are now pushing. The adverts, but a lot of people know about it.
Okay.
Are you working together with your Canadian counterparts? Are you expecting people from Canada?
Yes, there is actually a group that is coming in and always comes in from Canada that we are really excited and looking forward to have. And also we do have a crew coming in from UK as well. So we are really expecting a lot of people and a great turnout.
Mm. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Also, you have. Do you still have the Zim Expo UK?
No, we didn't have the Zim Expo. We don't have the Zim Expo UK anymore because we just realized we do things differently with people from the UK.
Mm.
So yeah, we first of all we had a problem getting people to work with us over there. You'd find that people will pretend to be working with us, and then we get there. These people have side parties. They are just using Zim. They were just using Zim Expo just to advertise their parties.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we just decided to cancel the UK.
So we now have only US
we
and
just focus,
Canada.
Yes, we just focus on USA right now because it was too much pressure because their holidays we usually do Zim Expo on our holidays.
Mm.
So their our holidays are gonna come back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now we have US and Memorial Weekend. In Canada we would have it the following week, and then in UK we'd have it the following week too. So it was back to back to back. So yeah. It was too much for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even hard to do an e-expo where you don't live because you have to depend on those people. Mm-hmm. But then here in the United States, we usually choose a venue according to maybe our board members to see if Andile lives in this state, we can do an expo there. So we are here in Boston because we have two board members that live in Boston.
Mm-hmm. So, Canada, is there any likelihood of you guys going to Canada?
Canada was not bad at all.
Mm.
It wasn't bad at all. We may probably reconsider Canada.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's just a matter of getting reliable people to work with you. Because we are not from there, we don't live there. That's the only problem that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we get a reliable board member there, then we can probably reconsider Canada. Definitely Canada, yes.
Mm. Miss Mpofu, what plans do you have for the future of this expo? What do you, are you going to make any changes? What improvements do you foresee that you might want to introduce in the expos to come?
Going forward, really, expo is all about is by Zimbabweans for Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really looking even just to get reviewed by the attendees. Tell us what you want, what you want to have, what you didn't like this year. Tell us what you didn't like the other year. And let's work together to make it a better expo. At the end of the day, it is by us and it is for us. Mm-hmm. So we make it or break it. So really going forward, we are just looking to incorporate more and more of the suggestions coming from the attendees and what they want to see, really. That is all going to be the way going forward. And even growing the business community mm-hmm. here, looking, brainstorming ideas on how we could, you know, be part of what's going on back home as well. Because at the end of the day, we are Zimbabweans, and our dream is to see Zimbabwe go forward, how whichever way possible. And also, even when it comes to our own artists, then whether they are musicians, whether they're whether it's even makeup artists, models, whatever it is, whatever you do, we would love for you to be a part of the Beam Expo. So, if there is something that you want, we'll definitely make your way and incorporate it going forward. And that's where we're just going as a team.
And to add to that, like our beauty pageants, our winner, we send our winner to Zimbabwe, to contest for Miss Zimbabwe, so that they can better themselves. Most of our winners, they have actually won in other beauty pageants, like Andile. Andile, what year are you? You are Miss Zimex for what year? 2014.
Yeah, so I also did I did Miss Zimbabwe USA 2015, and then after that I went on to do Miss Africa Washington State as well in 2016. And I'm telling you, from when I look back, it was one of the best decisions that I made. It has catapulted me even business wise. It has I've made great connections, and I'm really looking forward to make more just through using the same name as former Miss Zimbabwe 2016. So it's actually a very great opportunity for young women, and not only young women, but young Zimbabweans as well, to learn from those that have already walked the path and just, you know, get better.
Mm.
Yeah, most of our winners, they are really up there. Most of them have two crowns. They've won more than, look at Mako. Mako didn't even want to enter. She once contested before, she lost, and then the second time we actually forced her, and she won. So look where she is right now, you know. So most of our winners really are doing very well.
Mm, that's interesting. But in the event that you win the U.S. beauty pageant, and then you go to contest the Miss Zim, and then you win, how does that happen? You are Miss Zim, but you are in the United States. Does that work?
Yes.
Yes.
The qualifications
does work.
Okay. Go ahead. Since you are the you know the mode. Go ahead.
She
knows
yes,
beauty pageant more than I do.
It does work, and we have people that have done it before. So you are Miss Zimbabwe, even though you are based in the United States. What you are is not who you are as an ambassador is not determined by where you are geographically. At the end of the day, we are looking for someone who can represent Zimbabweans in different platforms. If you decide to go and compete for Miss Universe, we'll still go ahead and support you all the way. And the idea is just for you to continue representing the country well, wherever you might be, and continue the work. I also, during my reign, even though I was Miss Zimbabwe USA, I still work with organizations based in Zimbabwe. So it doesn't really matter where you are. You just have to push the agenda going forward and create a name for yourself and brand yourself and, you know, take yourself places.
To qualify for Miss Zimbabwe, Mr. Chris, you just have to be Zimbabwean by birth.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you live. As long as you are Zimbabwean by birth, you qualify.
Okay. Oh,
That's interesting.
We are learning.
Very much so. Yeah.
So now, since this year is in Boston, do you plan ahead? Do you have an idea of when the next one after Boston will be held?
We usually have a meeting. Mm. Before, what we used to do is we would ask people, we would have an idea of where we want to go. Like, for instance, we have all these board members, they all live in different states. So we would choose all the states where a board member is. Like, I'm in Indiana, we would put Indiana, we would choose Indiana to Atlanta and maybe Boston, and then let people choose where they want the next expo to be.
Mm-hmm.
But of late, we've been choosing ourselves. Like, we would, this year we're in Boston. Obviously, next year we would want to go somewhere else. So that, because when you are in that state, you work very hard. So these guys in Boston, they've been working very hard. So next year we just want to relieve them and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes we focus on the states where our exports have always been successful, like usually Georgia, Atlanta has always been very successful, and California. But California is very far and it's very expensive, so a lot of people can't afford to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So,
but we just try to change states every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mampofu, ungasitshela wena njengomuntu oke wancintisa kwezobuhle lapho ukuthi kahle kahle labo abanye abalaleleyo kathesi abafuna ukuthi labo bancintise, ungaba phamacebo bani?
Good question.
Na engingakutho nje ukuthi ungabona ukumelela kusasa. You know, start today, inquire, and ungabe wena uzikhanyela uzibona in a different light, but really there is no right fit by any standard. You come as you are, njengokuba yikho khona okufunakalayo ngumuntu odinga nje ukuthi represent Zimbabwe, and just get out of your shell and try new things. Gwonke nje ukufunda, sifunda sonke siphakathi, and really it's time to get to know each other and just have fun at the end of the day. Ungayisabi ukuthi awusozu uwine kumbeni ukuthi hayi lokho akulandaba, oqajikile ukuthi get out of the show, expose yourself, and you might never know ukuthi uzahlangana lobana, awusozu wabakwazi isanuma sasiqhawula next ngesikabani. So really, ngiyabakhuthaza bonke, ngibathi come, inquire, find out a little bit about the pageant, and let's be a part of the big dream together.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the point. Because like, I work with the beauty pageants every year, because I'm really the only, well, who Angela is here now. I've been the only female ever since the Mexico started. Mm. All it is a beauty pageant is confidence. Just be confident of yourself. Tell yourself, I can do it.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, the only thing I always encourage ladies, usually when ladies lose, they tend to be discouraged. It's not the end. You know, if they enter, they're 10 plus, but they're going to choose one person. You know, but it doesn't mean the rest, you didn't do a good job or you're ugly. It's just, it's hard to choose out of all these beautiful ladies.
Mm.
You know, so it's confidence. Don't give up, and it doesn't mean, like, for instance, whatever they choose three people: the queen, what is the queen, the first princess, the second princess. The first prince, if the queen, if whoever, what you call them, the queen, is that what you call the winner? What you call the winner?
Right.
If they don't make it to Zimbabwe, the first princess goes. If the first princess doesn't make it, it's the second princess that goes. So it means that all of them still have that chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Farai, there was one, I think she was Makor's runner-up. She was the second princess, Farai Gundani. She has a TV show in Chicago.
Mm.
You know, through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, she was a second princess.
Mm-hmm.
So you get exposure. You can even end up opening your own modeling, Lokoza modeling school, like Utandi, Tandi Moringa. She was our DC winner. Our DC winner. I think she was, no, that's not who Andile took from. Right now, she's got her own modeling agency in Zimbabwe.
Mm. Wow. Those are the success stories.
It's just confidence, nothing else. Confidence.
Okay.
You know, and another thing, you don't even have to be pretty, but they don't even choose by beauty. They choose the confidence, the brain, how you answer the questions, how you walk, how you dress yourself, how you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look at different things.
Mm-hmm. So you have been with the expo for quite some time?
I'm the founder. I'm one of the founders. I started Zim Expo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You must be from the beginning. You must be very proud of this. It has been running for quite some time from what we have learned.
Oh, yes. We've been running it since 1998.
Oh. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, since 98.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Anyway,
so what do you foresee as a meeting point between Zim Expo and Zimbabwe, since we said you don't talk politics, but is there a way of, you know, maybe getting Zim Expo known in Zimbabwe or even attending or exhibiting a trade fair or something like that? Are there any plans like that?
Especially now that people are traveling so much to Zimbabwe and back, or from Zimbabwe to the United States, to Canada, you know, and back. The travel is much, much easier now. Do you have any idea if you might want to have your footprint in Zimbabwe and display in places that Chris just mentioned?
I would say, you know, Zim Expo is really meant to help Zimbabweans, really mostly in the diaspora.
Mainly
in the diaspora. And I would really say we are well known in Zimbabwe, because most of these people that come here, they get their visas through Zim Expo. So that's how we are even known at the embassy. No one comes with their own visas. All these artists, they come through Zim Expo. We produce the documentation. Every documentation comes from Zim Expo. Everyone that comes to exhibit gets the documentation from Zim Expo. So I would really say we are known in Zimbabwe. The only thing that we were trying to do, like a while ago, we were trying to invest in Zimbabwe as Zim Expo, investing in Zimbabwe. As a group.
As a group, yes.
Yeah, as the Zim Expo Consortium. We were trying so that we have, like, income for the next expos and everything. Because in the beginning, we used to do it out of our own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But at least now we have a lot of sponsors. Like, this year we have very good sponsors.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway, we are fast approaching the end of the show, so we will ask Miss Andile Mpofu to give her final word, and then we'll come back to you, Miss Ncube.
Well, all I am just going to say is we are looking forward to all the Zimbabweans right around the United States, kumbeni uvelela East Coast, kumbeni uvelela West Coast. This weekend. So be there and be square, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Miss Ncube, your last word.
I'll say, guys, come. There's a lot to learn at Zim Expo. There's so much to learn at Zim Expo while we are also having fun. You know, come, let's enjoy. Let's enjoy. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'll come for the food that I saw you preparing.
Yes, and then if anyone wants to come and exhibit or come and showcase whatever, you are all welcome. Everyone is welcome here.
Because yes. That's how you expose your business. That's how you expose whatever you do.
Okay.
You
thank
know, if you have a restaurant, come bring your food. Come and cook for us.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Ncube. Time is out. That was Miss Ncube. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande. We'll see you again next time. Good night.